evening, UNSTEP tribe. I am delighted again to be with you on the beginning of another week. Maybe you're not listening to this on Monday, but this is another installation from Thriving Together on a Monday, where I have the privilege of talking to leaders in this amazing organization about leadership and well-being as a leader, as well as how to translate your own personal well-being into smart, strategic, and effective leadership. And I am honored to be a part of the team coming from the HR department that is providing the resources to support you during these unprecedented days. Today, I want to talk about something that I think is not only critical right now, but is going to be even more essential for, for what I'm calling the post-pandemic leader. This is, as I've mentioned before, not going to be a light switch. The pandemic is not going to end one day, and we are going to be back to life pre-pandemic the next day. You know, the estimations are that some variation of social distancing and wearing masks and being careful about how many people are together in situations out in public, this is going to go on until there's a vaccine. And there may be times during the next 18 to 24 months where we have to go back to a much more intentional and intensive stay-at-home. I mean, it's really possible. It's really possible. And you know what else is possible? Something else we have to do that we don't even know about yet. Because this is an ever-emerging situation. And so for the current and post-pandemic leader, knowing how to facilitate change in rapid but not hurried fashion is going to be critical for the next couple of years. And maybe beyond that, some would argue this is just an important quality for all leaders. But we are all going to need to be good at facilitating change at rapid but not hurried or rushed paces. And facilitating that change is going to require us to adapt to circumstances that are emerging. And we're seeing that now in really pronounced ways because of the pandemic. So I want to talk to you today about how the post-pandemic leader is going to facilitate change. I'm going to give you 4 or 5 points real quick. We're not going to spend a lot of time on them. Maybe we'll revisit them later, or I'm happy to talk to you or your team. My email is dave@myingenuitylab.com, or you can reach out through Kevin Skinner or someone else in HR, and I'm happy to spend an hour with you on the phone or talk to your team of leaders about this. But let me just give you some things that I think are going to be important for you as leaders in your company to really thrive during the next 2 years of uncertainty and ambiguity. Number one, going to have to facilitate on your team experimental mindsets. We're all now experimenting every day with staying home and working. And the Herculean task it was for you all to move home to work. Wow. I know some of you are not at home, and you're essential to being in the space where you work, at the building. But so many of you moved home. Holy smokes. Talk about an experiment and an experimental mindset that was required to be able to do that. That's not going away anytime soon. What if November 15th, we get another order to move back home? What if something else happens as the result of the pandemic or what's going on in the economy that allows us to need to change in some other way? The mantra of the of the current and post-pandemic leader. And by post-pandemic, I mean once we're back at work for the first time, once we're back in the building, once the first relaxation has occurred. The pandemic's not over, but that first, what we're calling the shutdown or stay-home order is lifted. We still have 15 to 24 months of time. That post-pandemic leader has got to be good at facilitating quick experiments. Let's try this. Number two, let's learn from the try. Let's learn from the experiment. Are we really learning from the experiment, or are we simply trying to get through the moment? The difference between being in a crisis and simply turning on the sirens and doing what you need to do to get through it, and then going right back to the way you were before the crisis. The difference between that and the post-pandemic leader isn't the experiment, because in a crisis, you also have to experiment. You have to get super ingenious. But here's the difference. When the crisis is over, often the learning does not remain. So during these times when you are experimenting about how to have meetings and how to get work done and how to stay connected and how to have, you know, the right kinds of mixtures and a portfolio of time together as a team, but actually still be productive, you're doing all kinds of experiments. The post-pandemic leader isn't just going to do those in hopes that we can, quote, get back to normal. The post-pandemic leader is going to add right into the experiment, what are we learning that we need to retain as we move forward? Or what are we learning that we need to adapt? Those are the two questions of the experimental mindset. You run the experiment, you try, you get ingenious, you try to solve what's in front of you, and then you ask the question, based on what we learned from the experiment, what in the experiment should we retain? What in the experiment should we adapt? It didn't work, but we still need a solution, so what do we adapt? This is the crowning question, if you will, that separates a learner from a survivor. I just want to get through this. The survivor says, I'm glad that's over. Now let's get back to normal. The learner says, there is no normal. There is only what's next. And so therefore, what did we learn that we need to continue to do and retain? Or what did we try and learn from that we need to adapt? Now remember, this is when you are facilitating change. I'm not talking about work that already has been identified with its best practices. I'm not saying that, for instance, in finance, if you have a best practice around how to develop certain spreadsheets that, you know, every week you should just say, hey, you know, for fun, let's mess with the equations on the back end of the spreadsheet. What do you think? Want to experiment? That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you've already identified the need for change. That's when you must facilitate and switch into experimental mindset that has at its core the ingenuity of trying something different to solve a current obstacle, then learning at its heart, what out of this experiment should we retain and make part of our work? What out of this experiment must we adapt because it didn't work? And then you rinse and repeat. You keep moving. The complexities of work in the 21st century are by themselves enough for leaders of the 21st century to need to understand how to facilitate change, how to develop an experimental mindset. Man, there is so much I want to say about how to develop an experimental mindset, but not today. How to develop an experimental mindset. How then to take that and make it driven by learning, not just surviving. And the learning leads to the crowning jewel question, what do we retain? What do we adapt? And we move forward and we keep going. When we hit another need for change, we move the cycle again. Experiment, learn, retain, or adapt. Experiment, learn, retain, or adapt. This cycle is part of what enables leaders to facilitate change. They're not the only elements of change. They're not the only things you have to do. But when you need ingenuity because you're up against something that needs a creative solution, experiment, learn, retain, or adapt. How do you need to practice this with your team? You've been doing it. See, this is the beautiful thing about a crisis. A crisis grabs you by the neck and says, ingenuity right here, please, right here. See this right here? Yeah, apply ingenuity right there. But this crisis isn't going to be in our face like it is right now for 24 months, but it could at any moment surface back in our faces in ways that are going to require us to facilitate change. And important steps in the facilitation of change process are experiment, learn, retain, or adapt. See how you can practice these with your team. Maybe send this to your team, have them listen to it, and then have a conversation about this. Or again, I'm happy to talk with you as well. Well, maybe we'll come back to some of these issues in future times together, or maybe you'd like to explore this a little bit more on your own, or with me, or with someone else on the HR team that is helping to facilitate these Thriving Together initiatives that are coming out every week. In any way, I wish for you today peace, breathe deep, remember that taking care of yourself matters, because then you have the bandwidth to facilitate the change that you're going to need in the months ahead. This is Dave Fleming at the Ingenuity Lab. Have an ingenious week.